The terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Bane, Series 28 function.
I am on.
You are on. And yeah, you're also going drugs. To jail.
I'm not going to jail.
You're going to jail?
I got to postpone, Bane. Got to postpone for another
Novak is going to jail on October 5th.
No. Probably October 21st.
And for how long?
30 days up to 30 months.
Well, we just... 30 months?
That's 30 months.
Well, you know our discussion, right?
My lawyer went to the prosecutor and said, can we give him probation? The prosecutor said, he has a 10-page rap sheet. If I give this guy probation, I will be fired. So therefore, hence, I will be doing a little bit of time, but I won't be going that
30
long,
days.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, you are scared of Apple, your girlfriend, cheating on you while you're in jail
for
20 to 30 months. So I'll just bang her out.
And that way
you know she's not cheating.
You really think that'll happen?
Yeah.
Okay,
would you rather have some dirtbag do it or me?
No, but...
I could do it.
You should probably just cancel a dentist appointment.
Well, P-Duck will do it.
P-Duck, I dare you, dude.
I'll blow
your mother's house up.
So that means I got a shot.
I know you live with your parents, and I'll blow their house up.
He's got a rap sheet, too.
I got a rap sheet.
He's got like a 20-page rap
sheet.
I got a motherfucking book.
Yeah, rap lyrics.
Well, why are you sitting next to me?
So, Novak, do you want me to do it? Because if it's not me, it's going to be some frat boy, so.
Or me.
I'd rather have the frat
boy. This is a tough
thing.
Fuck no. I don't want no muscle bound faggot fucking my dick.
Well, that's where I come into play.
Muscle bound dudes they got little dicks.
Why not?
You can't do it.
Steroids.
Let's flip a coin on it right now. Heads, you can do it. Tails, you have no.
Tails.
Fucking. All right, CD, heads up, you're done. Heads up, you're off, I said. I said it.
Wait, you flipped a CD. Why is the front of the CD heads?
Because it's
you didn't
top.
Tell us what.
Thank you.
You didn't tell us what heads was first.
I did.
Oh, child.
You didn't say front of the CD's heads.
I'm Radio Bane. Listen to me.
We need a real coin.
Novak.
Yes.
Would you rather have it be me or some frat boy? Because either way, if you're in jail for 20 months, she's going to get banged out by someone.
No.
Frat boy.
Well, no. Chad, fuck you.
Not a frat boy.
Bam. Yes, I'd rather be you, but. Now, to the third person who was involved in this conversation, I don't want it to be either, and it won't be. It really won't
boyfriend?
Be.
That's what you think. A rapper,
I'll fucking cut
a
your
frat boy,
dick off before I go to jail, and then who are you going to fuck? I'll pull Lorena Bobbitt on your ass.
Okay, well, she's going to go find somebody regardless. Do you think she's going to sit there for 20 months?
Like, big time.
I'm not going to do anything with anybody.
She's from Amish.
I'm going to wait for Novak because he's such a stand-up guy.
It's possible.
I'm the only guy that ever made her come in her whole life.
Yeah, that's what she
ever.
Said.
Ever.
She's only 21.
That's what she said. Well, now that she knows how to do it herself, I mean, she can figure out where to...
Only I know.
Ryan
Novak.
She's
taking sex classes.
She is having a fellatio class at her house next week.
Do you think
a fellatio class?
Do you think that she's not going to want to experiment when she's taking sex classes and you're in jail for 20 months?
She wants to make me happy.
She's going
to
be, oh, this is a new sex thing that I just learned. Well, I can't wait to try it on someone.
Where is she taking sex?
Now, why are you pissing me off, dude?
Because you're in jail. You're by far.
I didn't even think about that, but you know what? There is a point to that because she's like, well, I'm going to have this class on this date, but wait, if Novak's going to be home, I don't want to do it here. I want to do it when he's away.
She's going to be like, I know how to suck a mean ass dick.
She told me that. She told me that, and I didn't even fucking ring it.
I know how to suck a mean ass dick, and Novak doesn't come out for 20 months. I'm going to find a frat boy.
College sex
course. Or one of your friends.
They don't teach you how to suck a mean ass dick.
This is a professional bitch.
They teach you how to, like, I don't know, extended health class.
They teach you how to come and suck a mean ass dick.
It's a fellatio class.
She sucked my dick in the elevator on the way up, dude.
Chad, this is not college.
This is a serious class.
This is at a sex store.
This bitch has sex degrees.
It's a sex store in Westchester.
She has sex degrees.
And you can pay $20 and they'll teach you how to suck a mean ass dick.
It's called a fellatio. So that's where they teach you how to make water ice.
Okay, this is what she's having. depending on if I go to jail or not,
what do you
she's
mean?
Having eight people
Why?
Over, and if there's eight people or more, it's only $13 per person, and this professional whore comes over and gives every fucking other one to be professional whore a cucumber, and they all sit around and suck a cucumber.
Oh, like
this, and they practice on gag reflexes and lockjaw. That's the two things they focus on not getting.
Do they fuck the cucumber?
No, it's all blowjobs.
You know why it's $13, right?
I've seen it on TV. You're right.
They don't want to get lockjaw, and they don't want to gag. So it's basically how to learn how to suck a big.
Does she need the class?
Dick.
Does she need the class?
Nah, dude. My dick's not big. She swallows that thing every night.
I mean, is that what's important?
Her name's Apple.
Just get conjugal visits. You'll be fine.
Just lose weight. You'll be fine, fuckface. Shut up.
Fag hand.
By the way, it's Cleveland.
I knew the second I said something, you'd fucking rag on me.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. Get conjugal visits. You'll be fine.
You couldn't even get them because your wife would be fucking Brian.
I'm not going after my wife.
She wouldn't even show up for your conjugal visit.
Dude, we're not talking about me right
now.
You came into my conversation about my life.
We're not talking about that.
Fucking where you get water, idiot.
Cleveland, let Novak go to jail.
Just shut up.
He's only getting 30 days.
Leave him alone.
If he only gets 30 days,
yeah, he'll get like
house arrest for less than what
I can't wait to cream all over Apple's jeans.
Yeah. 30 days at a rehab, probably.
If I kiss her and I'm sucking your dick, Bane, I will fucking kill you. You try, mark my words, my friend.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna be a massage. It's gonna be a massage gone wrong.
Oh, you think so? And I'll make a fucking murder.
I'm gonna give
her
a massage.
I'll make a murder turn right.
Then as soon as I get to her ass, then I'm gonna start feeling her pussy, and then next thing you know, it's all downhill.
Don't tell him until he's there.
The hot
tub. One bite over the hot tub.
The hot tub's stupid. I don't know.
Threesome. Yeah.
We'll have a threesome in a hot tub.
Yeah, right.
There's chlorine in it.
Can't wait.
What if they film it and try to send it to you?
Oh, you think so?
Or would you want to watch it? It's better not watch it.
All I'm trying to do is help you out.
How are you helping me out by fucking the girl I love, asshole?
I'm giving you material to
watch. Why don't you go to the store for 2 hours and Tammy wants dick real bad? Let me fuck her.
You can watch it on the other. I'm not going to jail.
Well, go somewhere for a couple weeks. Go away. Go.
A couple weeks.
Go buy a flight.
I'll tell Apple.
I don't care.
Now you're in a predicament.
If you ever fucked me, Apple would definitely leave you in a fucking minute.
You wouldn't even feel it.
No, look, see who's getting jealous? Look at him over there getting jealous, ladies and gentlemen. What, are you nervous?
Nervous.
Are you nervous?
About your little mini cock? No.
Dude, have you ever heard a bitch complain?
Yeah.
I actually haven't.
Thank you.
Well, everyone else complains for her. I mean, like, it's the subject of discussion constantly.
But you know what? She's only 21, so she doesn't know any better.
Dude, that bitch is...
She doesn't know
any better. She's got about as much mileage on her pussies as I do on my dick.
Chad,
Novak, you're the best sex I've ever had. Huh. Yeah, you're 21.
Oh, man, if you could only... I wish
come on now.
Man. You guys are lost in the fucking sauce. Go back to Italy.
Lost in the sauce. No. That's bad.
I can't wait till you go to jail.
I agree.
I already have Dilworth Town reservations.
I'll
have them for the 30th.
I'll just blow this fucking house up, and then you'll be too busy rebuilding your little compound here to do anything about it.
I'll have Kevin do it, and then Boof will clean it.
It's going to take way longer to build this compound.
And then I'll
over
be staying
again.
At the Sentimental Inn banging out Apple.
Sentimental. And what's your girlfriend going to think? Well, you bang my girlfriend.
She'll be there witnessing it.
And what about when he gives her 80% attention and you 20?
It's 60-40. I go,
you said you're
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then
that?
I take Apple and I go, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
You said you're going to get
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, he's lying.
It's the 60-40. When you have a threesome with your girlfriend.
20, he said it's my girlfriend and 20 you, Tammy.
No.
That's
it's
what he
true.
Told me.
No, he's saying I'm going to be 60% of it. I'm going to be 60% of it.
It's not what he told me, Tammy.
But let me tell you something. I will bang that bitch out better than you ever have.
With what? A fucking plastic boy?
My mouth will fucking tear that... You know
dude.
What up?
Well, all right. Let me eat you out and let Bam eat you out and say who does it better.
Bam would never allow that.
Well, let's
maybe
have a contest right now.
You would never.
Let's have a contest.
Hey, Bam, have you talked to old Tammy lately?
Bam. Sorry, Abe.
Hey, Bam, where's old Tammy? Yo, Bam. On radio
Bane.
Function.
Bane doesn't want that.
The old Bane on radio function. We'd love to have the old radio.
I'll
radio
the contest.
Tammy. Let's do it. All right. If she don't want me to eat her out, I'll eat Apple out. You eat Tammy out side by side, live on air, and we'll see who fucking gets the loudest
moans. We got Cleveland.
Let him suck Vito's ass or something.
Fuck you.
It has to be what it is. Like, it is what it is. He'll never
let it is what it is, and you're going to lose.
He'll never let you do that.
Why do you think that you're better?
Because I get pussy. That's my job.
Wait, but what do you do?
Oh, last time I checked, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You get loads of it.
What is it? Like, if you had to describe your technique.
For a while.
My pussy's good, by the way.
Yeah,
hello.
But one pussy gets old after a while. I cheat.
Not me.
That's what she said.
Don't say you cheat.
Yo.
It's like eating the same cereal every morning.
Exactly. It's like eating the same cereal. That's the only smart thing you've ever said in your life, you fat fuck. And of course, it's about eating. What do you know? It incorporates pussy with eating.
Not when it's good.
God damn it.
How do you do that? Howdy doody. Novak, how do you do that?
How do you do what?
Cleveland.
How do you incorporate pussy with eating? Look at a fat fuck. He looks at a pussy like a cheesesteak. He eats it till it's devoured.
No, not at all.
Dude, Vito was at a strip club. Vito was at a strip club getting a lap dance, and the girl was dancing, and her pussy was right in his face, and he actually goes, your pussy looks nice. It looks like a slice of pizza.
Dude,
I was like, ew, dude.
You're sitting there, and what'd she do? What
she didn't know what to do.
She was probably still dancing.
But he's serious. He's not even trying to be funny.
Nah.
Are you serious?
God.
A slice of pizza.
Are you really serious?
Mm-hmm. That's something. You're on your way there, Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do?
I don't look at food and fucking the same thing.
What? Totally, what do you look at? What do you incorporate pussy as?
I don't know. But not food.
That's how long it's been you had it.
Definitely not food.
I do. Dessert. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you see, look at that way.
You don't even eat pussy. Like, what are you talking about? Eat pussy.
Yeah, production. The production. Rappers don't.
You don't
rappers
eat pussy.
Don't eat pussy.
Wait. That's not what I heard about rappers. They eat the ass, too.
No,
he said he doesn't eat pussy.
If you know how to rap, you definitely eat the ass.
No, I know how to wrap my dick up before I have sex.
I'll bet you do, but you don't know how to. Should we have an eat off off?
Let's do it right now.
Eat off till they're off.
Let's do it.
You can't do that. You can't do that on the radio. Let's play a song.
We did everything.
We have to play
Track 5. Chevelle, I like him.
We're not going to put Pandarvis through this.
Yeah.
Chevelle.
Pass that
pussy. I like Chevelle. Are you admitting that?
I don't like that part.
Out loud.
You like Chevelle?
On the radio?
I do. What a faggot, man.
Oh, dude, listen to this song.
Your girlfriend's definitely going to leave you.
There's
for
There's CKY that, records.
You're going to jail.
I strategically...
You're going to be hearing letters about Novak's how I was banging everybody. Out your girlfriend
you
while you're in jail.
You want to stick with a guy who loves Chevelle? Have fun,
I strategically play CKY CDs right in front of Bam, and he wants to play
Chevelle. Exact. Chad, who do you think his girlfriend's going to go with?
Should I be upset about that?
Novak.
I don't know what's going on. Novak,
you're leaving everybody.
See, I have confidence, dude.
Probably Apple's favorite band.
Chad, you're my best friend.
It is.
I'm really good friends.
No.
I'll punch you right in the face.
You don't want to do it. I'm going to play Chevelle. That'll make you less violent.
All right, let's hear
less
Chevelle.
Violent.
Say Radio Chevelle, right. Series 28 Bane.
It's Radio Chevelle, Radio Series 28 Bane. Yeah, hey, function. Action.
Yeah. doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
Where's Louie of the non-Moxie?
Carl of the Moxie. Louie of the non-Moxie said the Moxie is burning in the desert or something like that.
Carl and Louie from the Moxie are here, but Carl is in the Moxie. Louie is fired from the Moxie.
Did you fire him? Get on the mic, Carl.
Carl.
Come on, Carol.
Come on, Carol.
Let's not.
Wait.
You're wasting Radio Bane's time.
It's not fart around the bush.
All right. What's going on with Louie? Is he fired or what?
Hope you're here any minute. Ask him.
No, I want to ask you.
What do you want to know?
Did you fire him?
Not personally.
Well, did someone from the Moxie fire him?
Was he?
Obviously.
Or maybe he quit.
Or did he quit? I'm going to get to that.
It seems more like a quit to me.
Oh, so you'd still have him, but he quit because his talents uprose you guys or something like that?
I don't know what you just said, but sure.
Uprose, like rose above. Risen above, risen above, risen above, rise up.
Never heard.
It's like rise up. Rise up, fellas.
Round them up.
It's a Henry Rollins song.
Round them up.
Henry Rollins song.
All right, that's okay.
Hey, Carl. All right, you're up.
All right, Carl.
Thank you.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Well, when Louis gets in, Carl. We'll figure it out.
Louis will be too pussy to talk about it as usual, too. They're all too pussy to talk about it, except me. And I'm not in the Moxie, so I can't.
You know what I want to know about? I want to know about this Baltimore Orioles stadium ordeal.
you were there for that. You saw the ordeal.
I don't think we ever talked about this.
All right. So, one time, this is before I was with my girlfriend Apple that I love now, as I'm looking at his titties right now. But I
love her. I think it's great.
So,
good titties out.
They are hot.
And
okay,
I'm 40, and they are nice.
Here's what happened.
I would come to this video a lot more.
So,
I go to. Hey, what are we doing at the Orioles stadium, man? It's like an Iggy Pop concert and. Who else is playing?
Either way, you met some girl.
Yeah, I met some fucking
and
bimbo.
The dude, and Novak decides to take her up to the bleachers of the top of the
where
stadium.
No one's sitting in the seats.
Because
everyone's
no one's
on
up
the
there.
Everyone thinks that.
At the top.
Everyone in the stadium, all they have to do is look up and see you banging her.
I have a two-hour video of people fucking in stadiums.
Thank you.
They think that they're, hidden.
I thought I was like a mirage, man. I thought I was hidden. Like, you know,
so what happened?
So I'm fucking this girl, and this 75-year-old security guard comes up, and she's sitting on my lap.
You should have fucked her.
I am fucking her, asshole. She's looking in my eyes, and I'm banging her. And then all of a sudden, I feel some fucking wrinkly old hand. He's like, "This is enough, son. You gotta get out of here." I'm like, "Look, man, turn around, count to 10, and I'll be done."
I swear to God, 10 more seconds, and I'm done.
Count to 10, I'm done.
No, you're out of here now.
You're out of here now. As he rips her off of my dick, I come, literally, I swear to God, my mother, and I love her to death, and my ex-dog, Diva. I come. The cum shoots a little bit on her pussy and all over his arm.
Ew.
And he's furious. He's like, "That's it, motherfucker. You're out of here." And I'm like, "Oh, really? Well, I'm supposed to be here. So as soon as I get downstairs, you're going to be in big trouble.
Well, no. He gets thrown out. And then I show up. And I go to the security guard. I'm like, "Oh, he's thrown out? Well, here's a contract saying that he needs to be here because we're filming a Viva Bam episode and he can't go anywhere. He has to come back in."
Oh, I love it.
So now Novak comes back in, and this dude who just got Novak's cum on his arm has to guard Novak to make sure he doesn't get beat up or bothered.
I don't think he knew that he had cum on his arm.
Oh, no, he knew. Trust me, dude.
What?
Dude, how would you? It was just me, him, and the girl.
Wouldn't he go to, like, the hospital?
Shoot that high?
No, he had a long sleeve, like, fuck.
I go to the fucking hospital.
I'm not Gigi Young. My cum doesn't kill people. But anyways, dude, I'm like, "Look, I need you personally, not any of your other fellow security guards, you, to make sure I don't get beat up, harassed, or bothered.
The
if you do,
guy.
You will be fathered. Look at the fucking contract, asshole.
Fathered.
Fathered.
Fathered,
they're fired.
Fathered, I said.
You're going to father.
Bothered. Bothered or fathered?
Fathered.
Bothered. Fired
daddy. Fathered.
So I wasn't allowed to be bothered, touched, or fathered.
Or fired.
Or fired, for that matter.
He hated your ass.
Oh, dude, he was fucking counting down the seconds, so I left that arena. Which I stuck around extra long. I think I banged the cheek out again in front of him just for kicks.
Put Uffy on. Uffy.
I don't have Uffy right now.
Oh, dude, the fuck is Uffy?
Go get the laptop.
Go get
Laptop.
Hey, tell that joke.
Cleveland, go get the laptop.
Yeah, make yourself useful, Fat Fuck.
Uffy is Bam's new favorite person.
Tell that joke about when the guy met the parents' daughter's parents for the first time.
Parent's
daughter for
what about
the first
him?
Time. I don't trust you.
Oh.
And
he said he was going. He said he was going to visit his girlfriend's new his parents, and he and they ate dinner, and then the parents said to him, they said, the father says, "I don't trust you." He goes, "Oh, trust me, I'm banging your daughter."
Ladies and gentlemen, you might not think it's funny, but I think it's hilarious. Because I've been in that situation so many times whenever parents...
I don't trust you. Oh, trust me. I'm banging your daughter.
Trust me. I'm fucking your daughter every which way with Sunday. And she sucks my cum out of my dick every night.
Apple doesn't trust you with her mom, remember? She said?
Chaz, I Ginston.
Yo.
Chad, play Uffy. It's his new favorite girl.
What's Uffy?
It's his new favorite girl.
Everybody listens to music on YouTube.
No.
Well, this is what we're doing.
We
saw a video. Production gets all his beats.
Is he a YouTube robber?
Is that what production...
Is he a YouTube thief?
No, Chad. He saw
a
video.
Sexy time. First one.
We saw a video of this girl with Pharrell, and Bam loves it. That's why he wants to.
Let me hear what he's on.
Pharrell, the baby dinosaur?
I don't really like his music, dude.
Is catchy, and I like it.
Doesn't he look like a baby dinosaur?
And she's pretty in a weird way.
This isn't that South African.
And she's a blonde. I don't even like blonde.
Does Pharrell
look like a baby dinosaur? No. That's
first one.
Hey Bam, if I got my girlfriend pregnant,
just say Uffy Series 28 Bam fan.
Hey, we're listening to Uffy Series 28 Function Radio Bane listen.
Here we go.
You have to say the whole
turn down the rock and roll.
Bam, you forgot.
Fucking YouTube, dude. Let it queue up.
Sometimes I wake up in my bed and I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That was Uffy.
No, I didn't.
Michael! Thanks for driving the Mercedes.
Chad, back. I feel like I'm on a roll here.
You are?
I want to play something.
Kaiser?
Your good friend.
Kaiser,
people need to know
Torpedo about Lil Wayne. I like Lil Wayne. I was going to say that Novak's a pure douchebag, but Mel Gibson's even worse.
Oh yeah? Well, let's hear what he has to say.
I'll hear his rant. Louis just came in.
We got Louis here.
He has to take his pants off because I might top off.
Let's hear Mel Jackson.
Oh, fuck you,
Louis came in the same outfit as Tammy. No shirt.
All right, we're going to hear Mel Jackson talk about how Exiana shouldn't have any of his money, and she's a worthless whore, even though he knocked out two of her teeth while holding his baby.
I'm not touching anywhere.
So, and are we ready, Bam?
Bane,
are we ready, Bane?
Bane,
love. All right.
Trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
So,
was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Foreign bodies.
Correct. Okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits. Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. She's you so never asked me. I never told you.
Dude, he's so angry.
Me, but I never lied about this.
Drooling from his mouth.
She's probably not.
But this is like the sixth time he's been in trouble.
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway, you know.
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
What's it, a used car?
You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
He's obsessed with
her. And you go around sashaying around in tight clothes.
He does not
stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get ripped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Sorry, Mel, you fucked up there, buddy.
He doesn't know he's getting recorded.
You get ripped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Oh, Mel, way to go, buddy. Because you're clear.
You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs. You feel you have to show off.
Why would he say boobs? Why not tits?
And tight pants. He's already
cussed so many times.
He's already said so much.
That green thing today was enough.
Fucking Braveheart.
That's provocative. Okay?
He doesn't.
I'm telling you.
He
is
a Braveheart.
I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there. Okay? And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
I don't want her neither.
She doesn't want him either.
Well, I just saw something on TMZ actually this morning where...
Wait, what happened? Apparently there's more.
There were several phone calls.
Did you see him with his fake mustache and glasses? I saw that. Bam does the best impression when he was like, what? I need to go on medication? What?
Why can't someone tell me I need to be on medication?
You need medication. What? What?
Bam does the best impression. Right. What?
All right, we got more?
Well, I'll pay her myself. I found her. She's my dentist's ex-babysitter.
She's not paying
her. That's my money that she gets paid with. I'm her employer.
He's a psychopath.
He's drooling from the mouth. He's foaming.
He's like on rabies.
He's like a pit bull. He's like a pit bull.
On rabies.
Because I will not pay her if you bring her to your house. I will fire her, and I will do it fast.
I will do it fast. Fast. I will do it fast.
No, she's good.
No. You're paying her with my money. It doesn't matter what you give her. It's my fucking money.
He's
you
right.
Understand? You're not having. You don't have your own money. You're only using my money. Okay?
Because you made me moneyless. I used to have $100,000 a year when you met me. You took me. You possessed
exactly.
me. Everything
Smart
I
man.
Am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys and my thoughts and my soul.
Take
everything. My career or whatever it is. Pathetic career, whatever it is yours. You control me like marionette. I don't belong to myself, only to you. I can't do anything, and I walk on the eggshells always with you.
I do the walking of the eggshells.
That sounds like a Circus DeLeo.
I warn you.
I do the walking of the eggshells.
I have warned you. She will be fired if she goes to your house. You find that cunt.
Oh,
find some
God.
Other money that's not mine. Okay?
No, I'm using. A, B.
She's fired. Do you understand that?
Fine. She's fired.
Cleveland's on the fucking phone.
I dare
him. Why are you
okay,
on the phone,
Cleveland?
I will fire her.
That's okay.
Dickhead,
Cleveland.
Only words at my house.
Well, she does nothing to do at your house.
Tell her, Mel.
Baby's here.
Tell that bitch.
The baby should be here.
Oksana Bayor, someone said.
Baby is where I am.
And here she is.
You're insane.
Oksana Bayor.
I agree with you, Oksana.
I will fire her.
Listen.
If she is at your house, I will make it known and fire her.
Fine.
I got Mel's back.
To the fucking people that take fucking money from the wetbacks, okay?
Mel, you can't just take a woman
up.
Who gives
Dude,
you a child, who gives you the entire
up.
Life. You drag her through God knows what bad press. I've never had a bad word said about me in the entire life. And then you're telling me that you take away whatever pennies that you just given to me. I don't have anything because I've given you my life 3 years now.
I give you everything. Don't you dare fucking complain to me. I fucking hear you. You don't fucking count. You're a fucking using whore.
What did I use you for? I've given you everything I have.
So mad.
I've given you everything. I've been your woman. I've given you a child. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why is the audio so clear?
Novak loves it because he has problems of his own.
I grew up in Kansas. Fuck that bitch.
I swear in front of God I never have.
Hey, why is the audio on her end so clear?
Because she's recording.
I am not the
That's why she's so mad.
That's why she's so calm.
I know.
I'm not the user, and I'm not
she's smart.
And all those words, and I'm not a liar. All this lies. I'm not a whore or cunt or thief or prostitute or anything that you call me. I'm not a user, not a gold digger. I don't have any money and no property assigned to me.
No,
that's
Mac,
a gold digger
who,
for you?
Whose side are you on?
Are you insane? Yes, you are, of course. You can hear that because you're screaming.
What is that?
Don't call me bitch. You have no right. I don't have a penny to me. What kind of gold digging, what kind of gold digging whore is this?
Oh, God, cry. Pull her mouth. You could go through money like a fucking whore.
Mel, the equipment is instead of payment. If you hire any composer, you'll have to pay $200,000 plus.
I don't have to. I just do it for nothing. I don't need you, and I don't want you doing it. I don't think you can do it. All right? That's how little I think of your fucking talent.
Well, it's clear now. It's all coming out now. Yeah. I think you just, all you want to do is just shove me in a hole and sit me at home. So much for your promise, I want to let you fly. This is such bullshit. It's such arrogant bullshit. You never meant to do that. What?
Cunt.
What?
So she's being a sweetie.
And I've done extremely well. But nobody asked you to spend so much money on the videos and everything. And why do you count my food out of my mouth? Why do you do that? I live with you. I gave you a baby. We're together. And you're counting that and summing it all up? And why do you not separate those two? If you count the food in my mouth, why don't you separate it? And how about you giving me money and I'm feeding you and going shopping all the time and buying you extravagant presents?
You're talking about you fucking ignorant bitch. I don't understand you. Fucking even insult me with some of the stupid reasoning you have. Your logic sucks.
I couldn't
even
stand anymore.
You can't even fucking figure out.
I have to go to the
room. Look at Novak.
Don't you get it?
Novak is gone.
He's just glad. Yeah. He's glad that somebody else is doing this too.
Yeah, Novak, she's you're glad it's not you. Now. You're like, goddamn right.
Oh, she doesn't turn out like you.
Oh, don't worry, there's more. Oh, don't you worry, there's more.
Hold on, Mel, you're coming back.
Oh, brand
I love
five.
You, Mel, because you're
it's
me part two
five
on
five
Friday
of
night.
It's brand five.
Dude, he's so
aggro. You offend me.
Oh, this is best.
And you don't care about anyone but yourself and your fucking stupid fucking failed career. And it's ruined us. Because you fucking can't get that. Fucking, you wanted the dress from. I can't believe you asked for that. And the tickets in the Lakers box, I got rid of the box. And now nobody gets tickets because of you.
Why is it because of me? Why is it because of me? What kind of bullshit is this?
I told you because of you. I don't have any fucking money. I have to support you and everybody else. I have to sell paintings.
Well, maybe it's because of them. Maybe. Well, maybe it's because of others that you sold it. Why are you blaming it on me? I've never used your box. Never once did I ask you. This is the first time because your relationship with Sasha is so fucked up because of your violence. I was trying to make amends with between you and him. Not make amends, be a diplomat between you and him.
I tell you that the box is gone because of you.
Not because of me, because you have to feed an army. Why is it because of me? What kind of bullshit is this?
I spent too much goddamn money on you. My wife knows. It's you.
How much money do you spend on me? You don't spend more money on me than anybody else.
I spend more than $5 million on you.
That's not on me. And that was signed. I was signed to.
Thank you.
That was signed to the record label.
Signed to the record
I only said thank you.
Dude, Mel's better than you at arguing.
Shit, Gibson.
No,
fuck you, Mel Jackson. You're hating. You're going to fucking hell. You make me look like Christ.
I don't care anymore.
He's not talking shit about Mel.
Fuck I don't want you either.
I like Mel.
That's it.
That makes it real clear. That was so easy. The minute I pull the plug, you're out of here.
Mel, I'm saving.
You're out of here. I'm saving. Man,
I cannot be with somebody like this. You don't love me.
I'll take care of the child.
You don't love me. This is not. This is not somebody who loves me. This is some completely off-balance person who absolutely hates me. Why do you hate me so much? What did I do to you? Everything you say about me is bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit, and I only left to save. It's bullshit. You ruined my life, and you didn't give me a penny.
First, I ruined your life. How did I ruin your life? I gave you shit. You gave me nothing but fucking grief. But, and bad publicity, you cunt. How did I ruin your life?
You destroyed my reputation, and you're the meanest person I know.
Destroy it because that shit's true.
You're the meanest person. You're very mean.
Yeah, you know what mean is now, don't
you've
you?
You've always been.
So don't call me mean.
You're very jealous and you're very mean.
Because I like to show you what mean really is. Bitch, cunt, whore, yeah. Gold digger. All true. You fucking proved it to me. If you're ever interested in proving otherwise, let me know. If you don't care, I know you know what you are too. Look at yourself. And look at you. You fucking excuse for a mother. You're a fucking bitch.
You're the worst father I ever met. Goodbye.
You know what? Cheers to Mel Gibson, Mel Jackson, whatever the fuck his name is. I love you. I'll suck your dick and asshole any day, dude. Because I deal with that every fucking day of my life, and you made me look like Jesus Christ, man. You're an idiot.
Just
moron.
When you thought you had it bad, then Mel Jackson comes around.
Mel fucking Jackson, man, you make me walk on water, you moron. God, just fucking slit your throat, will you? You're an idiot. You're a fucking moron. And I hope I see
you've
you
told
LA,
me 100
moron.
Times you're going to pull a plug. And you will. I know, and I don't get
I know it.
My child's life because you are a monster. That's all. You're a monster. Okay? You are a complete monster. I don't give a damn about the fucking career which you spend money on. Not me. I never asked you to do that. Ever.
No, I can't even breathe right now.
Money all the time, and you've had my money to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So don't you say you didn't ask for it. You asked for everything.
I don't have anything, and I've signed the paper. I've signed the paper that enables me to get. I can't get anything from you ever, nor can I ask of anything.
How dare you lie like that?
I've signed the paper.
Honest, fucking, gold, diggy, cunt, now I'm sure you are.
I have signed a paper. I don't want anything from you. I don't have anything.
Child, and she doesn't need a gold, digging, fucking Russian cunt.
She's
mother. We all know what you are.
She's
now
certainly
the gold digging whore.
She's certainly. I'm sorry. You will not have this
only
child.
Because they'll know what you are.
I know you are Russian gold.
You're imbalanced. There's something wrong with you. You need medication.
What? What? What?
You cannot raise this child with this symptoms.
What?
You're acting as a crazy man right now.
What?
And you have been for many, many months. And you hit me and you hit her whilst she was in my hands.
What?
Mel, you're losing your mind.
What?
You need medication.
What? You need a fucking kick up the ass for being a bitch, cunt, gold-digging whore. With a pussy son.
With a pussy
son. My child.
Yeah,
and
pussy son,
so fuck you. And I'm not giving you my house, and you can rot unless you crawl back, suck my cock, and say you're sorry.
That's
what
I'm talking about, Mel Jackson.
You understand
me? You tell that
you
bitch.
You fucking offend my fucking maleness, my masculinity, my being, my soul.
Me too.
And and you call me a sinner.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
a
saying.
Fucking moving violation.
Preach
right.
on.
If you get raped, it's your fault for
Preach
sure.
Preach on, brother.
Showing off your fake tits.
Hallelujah.
Like they're some special
Hallelujah.
Deal.
Are you crazy?
How much do they cost those fakers?
Are you crazy?
No, they're not those fakers.
That fakers. Is, they're fake, baby. Come on, you got little bladders in there. You think I'm an idiot?
Have you said everything?
I said nothing.
Preach
you need
on,
to say
man.
A lot.
Mel Jackson.
To assuage my insanity because you made me this way.
I didn't make you this way.
You fucking did so.
You were born this way.
Fuck you, bitch.
And you yell and scream and threaten everybody around you. Everybody's pussyfitting around you because they'll scare shitless out of you. But you pay. You're paying them money, and they will never tell you the truth. They will never tell you the truth who you are because you're paying them money, inclusive of your psychiatrists who should send you to a neurologist because you are imbalanced and you need medication, and he's just taking your money.
What? What are you, a fucking expert?
Yes. You are completely off your mind. I've never seen anybody like this. You have a schizophrenia.
I love you.
Because
you're born like this, my dear. You are so spoiled. You have biggest ego, and you'll let yourself roll.
You hurt me too badly.
My God, what an ego. Nobody would dare tell you that. You're paying the money, for God's sake.
What?
Nobody will
what?
Tell you that.
What?
You
what?
Paying
what?
The money.
What? What?
Oh, like you, huh?
I don't need I don't need anything from you, okay? I will disappear from your life just like I came in.
Your fucking credit card, you callous cunt. You never even say fucking thank you.
Yes, I have, many times.
I say thank you every 5 goddamn minutes. And not call me mean. And not look at me sideways. Just suck my
Yeah,
man. You fucking yeah. cunt whore. That's all you're good
Tell
for.
That
that's
bitch.
About all
Preach
you're
on.
Fucking good at. That's better than fucking music. You there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, if he preached choir every Sunday, I'd be in church every Sunday.
How are you gonna tell a girl?
Oh
like,
my God!
How are you gonna be on the phone with a girl and be, and don't call me mean? It's like, but you are being mean, and you sound mean.
I wanna play.
Well, I'm not mean.
Let's play it all over again.
Not mean.
I'll pay you to play it again. God, that was too fucking good. Oh,
I'm
man.
Not what? 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 I'm not mean. Don't call me mean.
Mel Jackson, Gibson.
Fucking Mel Jackson took up all of her time. We only have room for one more song.
Well, let's keep it going, man. Two. I got a headache, dude. I'm gonna need some.
Novak, you haven't laughed that fucking hard for a long time.
I know.
It's you like spent a good 20 laughing, minutes laughing.
Dude. He's like Robin Williams.
Who's
dude.
Got medication for me? anybody to my left?
Look
anybody
on the
to my Pendulum. Left have medication?
Look on the floor.
I looked, can't find it.
Can you dance to this song? We'll dance to this one. Shake your ass like an Indian from Mumbai. Dance your ass like you're
from
Mumbai.
Listen to me. I fucking
and Mumbai's don't
out.
Have
Every
clothes.
I see you.
Mumbai's can't
Every
afford clothes.
I see you, I work
Mumbai's can't afford clothes.
They, right. Mumbai's can't afford clothes.
Propane Nightmares.
So Propane Nightmares by who?
Pendulum.
By
Australia.
Mumbai's.
By Pendulum.
Radio Bam Series 28.
No, Radio Bam Series 28. Fuck it. Get it right.
Whatever Novak says. Later, ladies and gentlemen.
Something strange. we're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Down who's a funker.
And nobody's getting fucked. Nobody's getting any nobody's getting.
Thing is fake.
Santa, is there anything I can do?
Is there anything you can do? You can get back to work!
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's a funker.
And nobody's getting fucked.
Dick. You better make sure you learn how to spell, cause if you don't, you're burning in hell. Santa Claus is coming. I think Santa Claus is coming. I said Santa Claus is coming.
I said Santa Claus is coming.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.